This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have got Ali Alexander taking over in the next segment with Owen Schroyer, but I wanted to spend some time here talking about an actor, talking about a modern deadbeat, talking about someone that is a puppet that basically just reads the words that someone else feeds to them. And that's Robert De Niro, a has-been actor for at least a decade, who has spent every waking hour attacking President Trump and talking about how he wants to punch him in the nose, talking about how he's a piece of crap, talking about how he's a racist, how he's a piece of garbage, when Trump is trying to get rid of minimum sentencing where they give black people three times the time in prison for the same amount of cocaine as a white person. Trump's trying to get rid of that. Trump is telling the states to, they can decriminalize marijuana and telling the feds to stop enforcing it. Boom. Obama promised to do that, never did it. Trump is taking care of the veterans, securing the borders. The economy's come back. 4% growth rate's about to be announced. He's getting peace deals with North Korea. I could go on for hours and hours. We've got all these tariff deals, whether 250, 300%, 100%, 200 and some percent on cars, milk, you name it. And Trump says, no, this is stopping. China's not going to have a $900 billion trade deficit with us, where they get $900 billion a year and we don't. The days of selling America out are over. But the coastal elites, for some reason, hate the rest of the country. They hate their own nation. They've been trained to do it in the universities. They've been trained to hate families. They've been trained to hate God. This is the sickness that the robber barons financed to try to bring America down 100 years ago, and they almost did it. But then Robert De Niro comes out during the Tony Awards that have record low ratings like the NFL, like Hollywood, and they've got all these articles out there. I heard Owen talking about it earlier. They've got Atlantic Monthly and Esquire saying that Trump's family's dead inside and he's dead inside. No, Trump's alive. He's electric and he's delivering. And the age of betrayal, it looks like, might be in trouble right now. And the age of straight shooting looks like starting to dawn here, doesn't it? And the prosperity is coming back the instant we do it. So they don't know what to do. Robert De Niro says F Trump at Tony Awards to virtue signal in his own weird bubble, his own sick, collapsing bubble. This is Weinstein's best buddy. This is best buddies with this whole decaying edifice with the Jeffrey Epstein's of the world that's collapsing. And then all he can do now is sit there and say, F Trump, F this American, F this real guy from Brooklyn, real guy from Queens, this real American tough guy who doesn't act like he's tough, but he is tough and he delivers on being tough. So this is the virtue signaling when he's not hanging around with the high priestess of Aleister Crowley. These people are a joke. And look, I'm not against Robert De Niro because his dad was gay, or the word is that, De Niro, whatever. I know they're blackmailing De Niro over stuff. He even tried to do a good thing exposing vaccines and then got scared and backed off. The truth is he's just a scared little man running around, to his Aleister Crowley events and, all the rest of it. And, and I think, he should be proud of his dad. He should be proud of his own sexuality. Right, Robert? So we understand he's been blackmailed, and it's okay to come out, Robert. So let's go ahead now, ladies and gentlemen, and play him saying F the president. Here's the little scared actor reading off a teleprompter. F Trump, our original. What a virtue signal. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We're tough. Yeah, FM. Hollywood, we're dying. We're collapsing. You think he'll destroy America? Nine. ditzy little dog, the train dog of Hollywood. Get out of the way.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Allie Alexander from viceandvictory.com is about to take over here in the fourth hour, but I just want to say something and then bring him in, and I got a question for him. The next level of this war is the economic fight. You need to make sure that you're spending your dollars with the right people. What am I talking about? Don't go see the big Hollywood films. Don't go see the Robert De Niro films. Don't spend your money on Amazon. Don't spend your money on CNN sponsors. This is how we win. This is how we break their backs. We've already got the cultural victories happening and the momentum going there. But now we need to realize the next level of this, which is the economic victories. Break their backs economically. Force them to change their public policy or drive them out of existence by not spending your dollars with the anti-American people out there like Robert De Niro. So the next time Robert De Niro has a film come out, you don't go see it. That's how you send the next message to these people. Now, Allie Alexander joins me from AmericanPriority.com, a new website that he's just launched as well. Now, Allie, the last time you were on with Alex, I thought that you were doing... Well, I just really like the topic of discussion, and it's about, I don't know how to say it. People say cuckservatives or, you know, whatever it is. But to me, it's just about understanding the difference between somebody who just wants to be in the media because that's what they like to do and see their face on TV and take the selfies and get a bunch of social media following versus the people that are actually in this to change the world. And I think that, for me, this is something I don't engage in infighting. I don't like pointing the fingers. And, you know, that's not something I've never really been into that. But I'm kind of seeing it happen now where it's like people need to understand we have to push to the next level. We can't get satisfied. Yeah. We can't be satisfied now. We need to get more driven. We need to get more hungry. And I don't like seeing certain members of, we'll say, the MAGA movement kind of sitting back on their heels now, just kind of getting into a comfort zone. I think it's now time to get out of the comfort zone, get even more uncomfortable, and push these people back even further. But Allie Alexander, what's your take on that?
We have to lean in. You're absolutely right, Owen. I started calling some of these people, you know, we need to stop calling them never Trumpers, because these people haven't just positioned themselves against the president, the duly elected president of the United States. They positioned themselves against people like you and me. They positioned themselves against the millions of viewers of in InfoWars. They've partnered with people on the left. They're cheering on a war with North Korea. They're cheering on treaties that hurt American workers. I mean, these people are, now I start calling them the orthodoxers, because they go around doxing people, and they're these legalist people who want to push, you know, they're not even conservative policies. I don't know what they're doing, but I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, fame is poison. Jesus said the love of money. He didn't say money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And these people, their priorities, principles, are all out of whack.
Well, and let's be clear, too. When we play the clip of Robert De Niro, you know, F Trump, ooh, I'm the big tough guy, F Trump. And then all of Hollywood stands up.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, okay, they're saying F Trump, and they do hate Trump. But really, what are they saying? They're saying F you. They're saying F America, and they now have this hatred, I think, because they've been so in control of the narrative. These people have been so idolized and so worshipped, where anything they say becomes gold and truth and reported. They had this huge hubris of this control factor, and now it's slipping out of their hands. And the minions, the Americans that they used to control at their beck and call, are kind of turning the other way and ignoring them now. And you're seeing their hatred. They're like, ugh, I hate these Americans. Why aren't they listening to us? F Trump. Ah. And then they all stand up and they're saying, but they're
terrible.
They're in a little bubble, though. This is not America. Yeah. Nobody feels that way.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally feral. They're like this wild possum or raccoon that cannot help exert themselves physically when we're trying to have a debate or a discussion. And it's actually worse than you mentioned, Owen. It wasn't just F the American people. It wasn't just F the millions of people who are going to watch this segment across several different platforms, the platforms that are censoring us, by the way. But it's also that he was doing a mentalist trick. So did you notice that De Niro did this twice and he was silent until they gave him a standing ovation? What they wanted to do was identify anyone who was neutral in Hollywood. They want to kick people out of Hollywood who have no political position. It was a trick. Robert De Niro knows this. He's been in the business for decades. It was a mentalist trick into forcing people to give him a standing ovation. It was a dirty, dirty, nasty trick. And I like to tell my viewers on Periscope, there is a they. There is a they. We do have oligarchs, just like Russia has oligarchs. It just so happens to be the corporatists inside of America who want us to buy their products, buy their pills, and watch their narrative.
To me, this is like watching the modern-day KKK after the slaves were freed. This is the KKK started doing more rallies, getting louder, getting angrier, doing more events in their anger and disgust that the black man was freed. And so the KKK started doing more public displays. Doing more. That's Hollywood right now. Their slaves, the American people, their minions are free now from their thought control. And so they're all rioting and raging and But you just said something incredible. This is why you're so key in this movement. I never thought of that. They're identifying the people in Hollywood that won't go along with their propaganda. And I actually want the crew to replay this because there's actually a clip. And you said that, and then I saw it.
Yeah.
Start this clip over. There's a moment in this clip where you can see there's a couple people. There's a couple people, though, in the crowd that are like, oh, my gosh, like really, we're doing this again? And now they're here. Wait, I'm going to see if we can pause this at the right frame here, guys. Because there is a actual amazing frame here that you can see exactly what Ali is talking about. This is incredible right here live on air.
Notice the silence for a second. Okay, he's going to force it. He didn't get what he wanted.
Pause it right there. All right, now look at this. See that lady in the background? She's going to get kicked out of Hollywood. See that other guy that's looking up like he's tired of this crap? He's going to get kicked out of Hollywood. This is incredible. They are identifying the people that they want to blackball from Hollywood with this crap.
Yeah, it's really bad, Owen. And, you know, now I go out to L.A. about once every month and a half. And I want to tell you, there are voices inside of the recording industry. There are voices inside of Hollywood who are tired of this. And unfortunately, you know, we can't talk about them too much. But there are famous people in Silicon Valley. There are famous people in Hollywood who want to be free from this mental prison that Kanye talked about. And many have been talking to me for over a year, but after Kanye West, I was his first two retweets, they reached out even more, and it's really dirty what they're doing. And my mom has a background in psychology. We were latchkey kids, so I was always going to class with her. And this is one of those tricks that I learned is you can use silence to force an applause on a bad line. And Robert De Niro just did a classic mentalist trick in enforcing that. But you're so keen that you caught that, because I wasn't even going to bring that up, but I caught that last night that woman was horrified, and I can't believe that you actually noticed that. But there's a chilling effect going on Hollywood, and here's the math of it, Owen. If the media isn't happy with 90%, why does the media need 99.9% control? Why isn't 90% control good enough? Why isn't 80% control good enough? And that tells you there's not a constituency for their blank. You know, I'll leave it at that blank, since we're broadcasting all over America.
Well, and it's a totalitarian thing is what it is. It has to be a totalitarian thing. But, you know, there's a veil or a facade of Hollywood, you know, that these are the happiest people on earth. These are the freest people on earth, the rich, the fame. It's all great. No, a lot of these people are probably very unhappy, but more than anything, they're controlled. And that's what I think a lot of people don't understand, how controlled Hollywood actors are. They just assume because they're rich and famous that they live the most happy, free lives. That's a facade. That's fake. A lot of these people are controlled. They got bills. They got mortgages.
Big bills.
I mean, so they got to work for a living. And I think a lot of these people are so scared to lose their job because they have to pay for whatever big homes they have. And that's why they don't step out. But I think more so people are realizing that you do step out, you actually gain popularity.
Yeah, that's the truth. And you're watching a lot of people go independent. This was supposed to be the promise of YouTube and other platforms. And this is why YouTube is moving to YouTube Red, because the industry people, when they got into these startups, wanted to be more like the intellectual ghettos that they had built on terrestrial stations. And so, you know, this is entirely predictable what they're doing. The totalitarianism that you're talking about is a natural symptom. I guess we're about to go to break, but I can't wait to continue for the next 45 minutes.
F Trump. He's not standing and applauding. Kick him out. She's not standing and applauding. Kick them out. They don't hate Trump.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like a ride?"
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat.
You know, I think Johnny Cash is actually my favorite artist. I think Johnny Cash did a rendition of that song. I have to get with the staff and see who that artist was and whether that was a rendition or the original. You're back listening to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. I'm the guest host for this bottom hour. My name is Ali Alexander. You can find me at Twitter, twitter.com/Ali. You know, we just got through talking with Owen about Mr. Robert De Niro, with a lot of secrets in his closet. But you see, Hollywood and the media are a part of the same beast. This is a hydra that we're facing. I was on Periscope last night, and I made this list for y'all. I made this list of just the past 72 hours. Let's think about what the media has done. Remember, the president called the media, the fake news media, the enemies of the people. And I have a lot of friends in the press, and I started thinking about this, and I said, you know, do we really want to use that type of language? And I visited the Constitution. I remember there being a free press in the First Amendment. And I did this thought exercise where I said, okay, well, is corporate media a free press? And I don't think it is. So let's go through a couple of examples of what's happened. And we're going to take calls. So I'm going to give the number here in a little bit. You grab a number. You grab a pen. We're going to give the number out in a little bit. But let's go through these examples. One, BuzzFeed's editor-in-chief has admitted that he knew that his reporter was sleeping with someone on the Select Senate Committee of Intelligence. Okay, so there was a BuzzFeed reporter who now works at the New York Times who was sleeping with her source in exchange for information, classified information, highly illegal. Thank goodness the Department of Justice has charged this man. But BuzzFeed Ben says, that's okay. We don't need journalistic standards. So there's a new standard. Second on our list is the G7 meeting. How about that G7 meeting? So Donald Trump goes into the G7 meeting and he says, you know, I want fairer deals. If you're going to have tariffs, we're going to have tariffs. He says, America first. You know, you guys can still run the game on us, but it needs to be a little more fair. Media freaks out. Donald Trump comes out the next hour and he says, you know what, if we all got rid of our tariffs, then we could have total free trade. So the president demonstrated, using a technique in the art of the war, that the other side doesn't actually want a deal. They don't want a deal. The media is quite literally not pushing an agenda, not a partisan agenda. They're not pushing for fair trade, and they're not pushing for free trade. They're pushing for our opponents, our adversaries, our allies, to eat our lunch. And I'll tell you why. You want to know the secret why? The secret why is they don't want votes in Ohio. They don't want votes in Pennsylvania. They don't want votes in West Virginia. They want to see the Rust Belt continue its migration to the South so that they can make those swing states. They don't want Donald Trump to ever win Pennsylvania again. They don't want a Republican to have a chance at getting Ohio. They don't want West Virginia solidly in the red column. This is a game of math. Third, they're rooting for war with North Korea. You can't make this up. You cannot make this up. The press's coverage is about Kim Jong-un's toilet. And the first question when President Trump was meeting with Prime Minister Lee of Singapore was, didn't you say this was a topsy-turny world? You cannot make this up. They don't want peace with North Korea because that would be a political victory for the president. You cannot make this up. The anti-war press, the supposedly so-called anti-war press, is pushing for war with North Korea. They do not want a unified peninsula. They want Guam and Japan under constant threat and stress. And this one's my favorite. The press has spent the better part of 3 decades making fun of Donald Trump's hair. They stepped this into overdrive when he started running as a Republican, super overdrive when he became president, but nary a mention when the Canadian prime minister glues on. Gorilla glues on his eyebrows. You cannot make this up. I was complaining on my Periscope last night that I must be living in La La Land. The press is entirely acting like enemies of the people. They want war. They don't want a trade deal. Not a fair trade one. Not a free trade one. Nothing that had Donald Trump's name on it. They're yelling F Trump. They can't name a single thing they hate about Trump. They're sleeping with their sources in exchange for classified information. Let's not forget that they outed Israel when Israel had subverted and got into ISIS. They had chilled relations with the UK. This was all last year. I mean, literally, we're living in La La Land. We're living in La La Land. This guy is copy and pasting on his eyebrows. You can't make this up. Let me give you guys the number so we can start getting you guys in the queue. This number is going to be 877-789-2539. That number is 877-789-ALEX. If you want to talk to me, we're going to talk about media. I want to talk about media reform. I want to go through the past year and a half of media craziness. I want you guys to ask, because we're definitely going to talk about this after this next segment of how do we step it up? You know, Owen really touched on this, is we can't afford to just complain on Twitter and Facebook anymore. We got to have skin in the game. We have to understand that commerce is speech. We can't be frequenting those people who want us. It's not, they don't want us to bake the cake. They want us to decorate the cake. You know, but not their allies, not their other religious allies on the left. No, 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 no. This is entirely a plan to keep us from breeding, to keep us out of the marketplace of ideas, to keep us out of commerce. And then, as you're seeing with this deep state plot, this Russia hoax, to keep us from serving our government. There is nothing short of a plan to minimize half of the United States' views in the marketplace, in any part of the marketplace. So 877-789-2539, you're going to be on hold. The producers are going to do a great job of getting me those names, and I want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to you guys about what's going on. But I honestly can't believe this. I honestly cannot believe that we're living in an age where usually this is what happens. You know, you don't want to be a shill, right? You don't want to say, well, Donald Trump is right about everything. But it's getting really, really difficult when not only the press is doing evil things, bad things, anti-American things, promoting the Steve Scalise shooter, promoting BAM by any means necessary, promoting Antifa. They're not just radicalizing the left. They're not just running coups on us. But they're refusing to speak out against their colleagues when they violate journalistic principles. You cannot make this up. We are living in a cold civil war. We are living in a hashtag cold civil war. And I pray that it doesn't warm. That's what we're trying to do here. That's why I'm here on InfoWars. We have to warn people. We're going to be back after the breaks. We're going to take your calls, 877-789-ALEX. And I'm really excited to take this war to the media. We really, truly, truly, truly are the resistance. Stay tuned. Click share. We appreciate you.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're coming in live. Thank you for tuning in to the Alex Jones Show. I am Ollie Alexander, a GOP operative turned philosopher, and I want to talk to everyone. I want to talk to everyone, and I'm so glad to be with you guys. You know, I'm told that there's free shipping at the InfoWars store. You know, I have never myself shopped at the InfoWars store, but maybe I'll have them send me something. They are about to end their super summer sale, free shipping, 50% off. If you want to buy something, this is what I told them. They said, you know, Ali, do you want to talk about our products or not? And I said, absolutely. I believe that we should support those who support us. We have to start building our own marketplaces. And this is going to include supplements, vitamins. This is going to include water filters. This is going to eventually include clothes. And it's going to be everyone. It's going to be a federated future. I talk about this a lot. In fact, I talk about this in a philosophical speech that I recently published. It's called Entering the Based Era. And it talks about how we can all live peacefully. Liberals, progressives, conservatives, libertarians, whatever, InfoWars viewers, Democracy Now! Viewers. We can live peacefully if we're willing to say, okay, well, not everything needs to be political. You know, we don't need a bow before our oligarchs. So they're showing right now, there's the text of the speech. It's an 11-minute video. It will change your life. But support those who support you. You can go to the InfoWars store, and, you know, you only have a little bit of time to get that free shipping. So there's a plug for my friends, and I appreciate having this platform. You know, we're talking about media. We're talking about how they are actually our oligarchs. That this is, see, if you control speech, you control thought. And I'm going to be coming back on InfoWars to introduce some new stuff that they've never done on InfoWars. So we're going to be doing thought experiments live in the future. They don't know this yet, but I'm going to pitch this to them. We're going to do thought experiments live, and I'm going to teach you guys to discover how you're actually being programmed for them. When they use the word in a headline, controversial, what actually happens in your brain? Okay? We're going to show you how quotation marks. If I said, I love you, well, that's a lot different than if I said, I love you with quotations, right? So I'm going to teach you some of the tricks that I've learned from these nefarious people inside the media. But first, let's go to Alex in Michigan. Really good call about the Democrats' divide and conquer strategy. Let's talk to Alex in Michigan. How are you, Alex?
Hey, Ellie. How's it going, man?
You know, I'm lively. I'm having fun. It's summer. And, you know, I'm enjoying talking to all of you.
That's great. I just started following you on Periscope, but NinjaAlex420 on Twitter or whatever. But yeah, I'd just like to give a plug for the products too. The iodine's great, 50% off at the InfoWars store. And I just got the real red pill in the mail. It's looking forward to feeling the effects of that. I was going to call in to say that we got to all just come together right now, and it's all part of the plan. It's even the WikiLeaks saying that they're trying to divide us by race, gender, all these things, so we don't come together just as Americans and develop a better country.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex, I think that you're right. And that's what Kanye is touching on, right? That's what Roseanne Barr is touching on. That's what Scott Adams is touching on. These people are not a part of the traditional right. Heck, they're not even part of the modern right. But if we can come together and say, okay, well, we should be able to sell and buy products with each other. We should be able to come together with Americans. You and I know, Alex, that most black and white people get along. So then why is 90% of the media coverage showing us not getting along? Why do they choose the worst police officers and then the worst black offenders and say this is reflective of the whole? It's not true. It is a divide and conquer strategy. It's bigger than the Democrats. The Democrats just happen to be aligned with these corporate oligarchs on Wall Street, Hollywood, some now in Silicon Valley, and in parts of the deep state. I regret that there are patriots who have turned into these oligarch, you know, Sith lords, but I mean, that's essentially what they've done. Good call, Alex. Thanks for calling. Yeah, it's totally true. Let's go to Steve in Montana. Let's go to Steve in Montana. Steve in Montana wants to talk about social media activism. Today on Twitter, they banned CJ Pearson. CJ Pearson is like my little brother. He's a 15-year-old, young, educated, a black boy out of Augusta, Georgia. We are fighting really hard, back channeling with Twitter to make sure he gets his account back. Social media activism is absolutely something we need to talk about. How are you, Steve?
Hey, Ali. It's great to be talking to you. First time InfoWars caller. I saw that you were on this platform. I had to get in touch, get on the show. I'm so excited you're on InfoWars. And I just had a brief question. You mentioned earlier, you alluded to common folk not just taking to social media to complain about journalists, and now we're hearing CJ Pearson from you has been banned from Twitter. What practical steps do we have aside from bellyaching on Twitter? I mean, what do we actually do? What sort of game plan would you give to a group of people as to handle this situation, something that we can do to really counteract people being deplatformed and journalists spreading fake news?
You know, that's a great question, and it could be an hour-long segment, but I'll tell you this. I'm a big believer that God embedded rules inside of our DNA. The reason why the universe and our chemistry and biology are observable is because they're predictable. And one of the things that we do know that works, and the media employs a disgusting version of this, is shame. So we need to keep shaming reporters. We can never stop shaming them, because one day they might correct. One day they might repent. And so we have to use shame. I don't think that people should be targeted for harassment or bullied or doxxed or any of that other stuff. But if we screen cap them instead of linking them, if we point to their nefarious deeds and their falsified information, then that is going to wake people up. You and I, Steve, have seen people become – we've seen Democrats come over to Trump's party in droves simply because people don't want to be lied to. So I think that those are first great steps, correct, rebuke. It's biblical, so that it kind of doubles up as that win. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that again. I want to tie in one more caller who wants to talk about, I think, the tail end of this subject. I think it's Chase. Let's talk to Chase out of California, because I think that this will allow me to finish and expand upon Steve's question. Chase, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. This is Chase the Patriot in the front lines of California here. And I got two points for you. The first thing about the media, it's this reporter challenge. I'm fired up for it. I got my YouTube page fired up, and I got some articles posted, Chase the Patriot. And if enough of us can get out there and do our own thing,
what's the challenge?
The narrative out there. What's that?
What's the challenge,
There's
Chase?
A reporter challenge for InfoWars right now going on.
Okay.
For camera. And I have my own. I just started. I'm fired up. I'm pretty excited about it. And one of the things that I've been talking about is these new California gun laws that are set to take effect on July 1st. There's 9 million gun owners in California, and if they are held accountable to these laws tend to spread across the rest of the country, and that's something we have to prevent. And if we can all get out there, you know, take over the media, if we, you know, that before that's a story, if we can put the narrative out there first by putting our own report, overriding their system, then we can, you know, put our own narrative in and counteract what they're trying to do.
Well, thank you, Chase, for your activism. I'm sure a lot of people are going to check out your reporter challenge. I want to encourage everyone to participate in this. You know, with this last nearly minute we have before the break, we're going to take calls after the break, but I want to point this out. Andrew Breitbart was a friend of mine, and, you know, I love what he used to do at rallies. He used to say, hold up your phones. People would hold up their phones. And he would say, okay, you're now a reporter, and I want to be your editor. And that was such a powerful move. We are the press. The First Amendment does not create a class or an industry. It protects a duty and an obligation entitled to any citizen. You are guaranteed the same constitutional rights. You don't have to give up your sources, just like these reporters who are paid the big bucks by Big Pharma and the other nefarious people. We're going to be back after the break. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Ollie Alexander. We're so excited to be debunking the media and preventing a civil war.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hey, everybody. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, if we're going to avoid 1776, it's going to take all of us speaking with one another. Civil debate, civil discussion. Instead of this cold civil war that the media is pushing, you know what I'm doing? Beep, beep, beep. On my phone right now, I'm sharing. So if you're on Facebook, if you're on Periscope, I want you guys to click share right now. It's so important that the last 15 minutes of this show, we touch the entire world. We touch the entire world, and we let them know we love them. We want a debate. We want a conversation. We want to love our neighbor, and we'll make it. But I want to take a call from Johnny in California. He's got a great topic that they screened, so I want to talk to Johnny in California, and then we'll try finding Trevor after that. How are you, Johnny?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell the listeners your question or topic.
My question is there any movement going on behind the scenes to create like a new network, you know, in the news that kind of challenges, you know, the conventional media like MSNBC and even Fox? Because I think that might be a great help for our movement. Do you know of any investors, you know, like to try to call talent together and get something moving? Because I think that, you know, just having InfoWars is not enough. I mean, there are other outlets, but I think having something on television table every night that conservatives can watch would be great.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Johnny. I'll let them let you go, and I'll answer your question. You know, again, Andrew Breitbart said more voices, not less. And that's the great thing about what they're doing on InfoWars is they've had on Candace Owens, myself, C.J. Pearson, Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec. They've had on people who, you know, aren't on the payroll here because we have important topics that need to get out. What I will tell you, what you can be encouraged by, is I know of at least two billionaires that are working on, you know, this is something you got to do in media. You got to be polite. You don't mention the competition. So it's all a friendly competition. But there are voices on the right. There are other channels that you can supplement with. So, you know, use Periscope. Follow a lot of people, and you'll see these other platforms that are created or expand. And, you know, InfoWars is expanding all the time. And so it's very exciting what's happening inside of new media. But this is what I do want to encourage people. I don't like Fox News. I don't watch Fox News. But what I do want to say is you can't leave Twitter. That's where the debate is happening. That's where the narrative is determined. You can't leave Facebook yet. We're close, but we can't leave Facebook yet. You know, unfortunately, you can use ad blockers. You can use all kinds of things to mitigate the money that they make after you. But we have to be in the arena. We have to fight. We cannot afford to cede platforms where the narrative is being constructed. Now, we don't have to shop at Starbucks. We don't have to shop at Target. But there are certain places you have to make a very mature and intellectual reasoned decision of, okay, I hate this platform, but I'm going to stay in the fight here. So I always tell people, yes, we need alternatives. But if we all flee, then all we've done is created a ghetto, and it's easier to off us. Let's talk to Trevor out of Michigan. Trevor's actually a friend of mine, so I'm glad Trevor called in. Trevor, what's up, what's up, what's up, my buddy?
Ollie, good to talk to you. I just wanted to bring up this subject that...
Wait, let's tell people this. You have been championing InfoWars longer than I've ever watched it, and you called me the other day. You said this is just funny, this is just surreal, isn't it? Isn't that true?
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
All right, so what's your question again?
My question is why the mainstream media, who virtue signals and claims to be in the right, why do they protect and defend an ideology that is the opposite of what they advocate for? And I'm talking about Islam. And
yeah.
I would like to know what your opinion is on why the media chooses to defend that.
I'll be quite honest. It's a game of math, I think, Trevor. Is they don't actually like Islam. They don't like the alleged prophet Muhammad. What they're trying to do is they're trying to radicalize people. You know, I hear this all the time, is, you know, the Hispanics, if we just appeal to them, they're very Catholic, they'll be GOP. Well, no, that's not what works for Texas, where we focus on economic growth and entrepreneurship, seeing someone as a person instead of their color. And so what they try to do is they try to assign grievances to different groups, ethnic, religious, or gender, or whatever, that person's grievance becomes higher than their economic interest or their spiritual interest. And I talk about this a lot in private trainings. In fact, I want them to bring this up. AmericanPriority.com, I have a training on this very topic. So I want you guys to all come there. We're going to have InfoWars there. They're going to be on Media Row. AmericanPriority.com. You guys can sign up. If you go down to the bottom of that page, you can click the attend button, and you can buy your tickets while they're still cheap. But we're going to have trainings on all of this. We're going to talk about this stuff. We're going to equip you. But that's what's happening, is it's a math game. It's a math game going on. They don't actually like monotheistic religions. They just know that there's a minority of Muslims that they can empower to have grievances and hate Republicans. It is that nasty. They don't care about women. They don't care about gay people. They don't care about Muslims. They sure as heck don't care about black people. And we've seen that time and time again. When a black voice stands up, woo, they got to shut them down. They do the same. They do the same with Islam. They do the same with, you know, Mormons. They do the same with all kinds of other people. Let's talk to Frank in Virginia, if we can.
Mr. Alexander, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
It's nice to talk to you. I think we have to recognize that free speech, natural speech, and electronic or broadcast speech are not the same thing. Broadcast speech or amplified speech requires a certain amount of responsibility to be exercised to get the facts straight. And you should be able to challenge people when they get the facts wrong if they're broadcasting a false narrative.
You know, I think... Yeah, it's, you know, it sounds like you're talking a little bit about, you know, regulation, right? The regulation rules on broadcast versus cable or internet.
Right. The cable and internet have become broadcast. They're the same thing now, essentially. Wi-Fi is certainly broadcast everywhere.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, the argument, you know, a lot of conservatives, a lot of free market conservatives like myself, we find ourselves, I think Alex has even talked about the struggle with this, is do we regulate or don't we regulate? The argument for regulating is that, well, it's impacting the same number of people that broadcast. But the argument against regulating is that the United States government and the people and the taxpayers built broadcast. And so we literally own that stream that ABC, NBC, CBS is tapping into, whereas the other stuff has been a private-public partnership. So I'll tell you, I this issue is very near and dear to my heart, and I'm trying to tiptoe into the water of regulation, but I do agree with you, Frank, that there needs to be something more than we have. There needs to be something more than we have. And in some states like New York, it's illegal to fire someone for political reasons. So even a liberal state like New York has a law on the books that I think should be a law everywhere, but that's not a law that you can find anywhere in the South. So it's really interesting. We do need to do a gut check. And I want to encourage people. I'm glad Frank brought this up. You know, I'm glad Frank brought this up because we need to respect the founders and we need to learn from their principles, but we can't be afraid to be new founders. We can't be afraid to find the new frontier and establish new rules based off those old principles. And that's why I'm here on InfoWars. That's why I'm plugging AmericanPriority.com, a conference that's happening in Washington, D.C., September 6th through 8th. And I'm bringing the whole movement together. If you go to that About page, I say, okay, you know, we're going to have about 1,000 people in government, libertarians, conservatarians, MAGA populists. We're going to have a bunch of people there because it's time that the movement come together. We'd be about free thinkers, free association, free speech, free thought, and we debate this stuff out because we are the people who are living. Thomas Jefferson talked about this, you know, that we need to govern ourselves as a republic. We don't need to be accountable to the dead. They're dead. They're good guiding lights and rules, and I'm certainly an originalist, but, you know, we can't be dependent on them, and we can't just stay in that box. So, you know, Frank brings up a very complicated issue, but it's one that we're all vastly becoming aware of and having to plug. You guys, InfoWars is having their sale, free shipping, super summer sale, 50% off. It's ending soon. It's ending soon. Support those who support you. We're about to close out the hour. I've just had a ball. I don't know if I'm coming right back after this break or not, but Ollie Alexander, twitter.com/Ollie. Let's go to break. Let's go to break.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.